at the QB position as well. They're going to start the freshman, Connor Davey, here tonight. I saw him during the preseason when I came down to a practice. He's got a good arm. They're trying some new things here tonight.
It'll be interesting to see how a freshman responds in his first game at the quarterback position tonight. You never know till you get out there. Speaking from experience, obviously, playing varsity as a freshman myself, you know, you can go through the reps in practice. You've played the game a lot. But until you actually get out there, and we're, under, of course, under the lights tonight here on the field, it's a whole different feeling once you get out there and you got guys really coming at you.
Yeah, you know, you've had that experience. What's it like when coach, you know, says to a young player, a freshman, hey, we want you to come up, we want you to start. What's that like for you?
Well, for me, it didn't take long to get some on-field experience because first game of freshman year was a home game for me at Oneonta. We were playing against Vestal, and I was on the kick return. I was one of the deep guys. And I was hoping, you know, the kick will go somewhere. I can maybe go block or run and hit, you know, hit someone maybe. Nope, the ball came in the air. It was right to me. I'm like, well.
Here we go.
Here we go. And, you know, from there you just go forward. You just got to, you know, settle in and play your game. And hopefully that's what we see tonight from Davey, you know. Obviously in practice and stuff, you can't really hit the quarterback. But the Posit Hancock, they're going to want to come after him tonight and definitely apply some pressure. So.
Talking to the DH squad before the coaching staff about their squad before the game, they said they are a little banged up with some injuries. They have four guys out right now that would be normal key contributors with concussions. So it has been tough for them right now. They're going to have some new guys and some key roles, but we'll see what happens here tonight between these two squads. So, you know, BG looked pretty good last time we were here in that win over Afton-Harpersville, 21-7, and they're looking for another win here tonight. One of the games I'm really looking forward to, the last regular season week of the year, BG and Sydney. I think that could be a real good clash. We've seen both those teams this year, and should be a lot of fun.
Especially being right down the road from each other, you're going to get a good turnout for that. And we got another good one here tonight for BG. It's their homecoming weekend, and those are always fun.
Yeah, this is a great turnout as Deposit Hancock will field the opening kickoff. Had a little trouble with it. Now they're going to bring it forward out across the 25 to about the 28-yard line. And on the return there was Caden Reinierson, and that's where DH will take over here on offense for the first time tonight, again, with a sophomore QB, Blake Fortunato. So, again, DH will be going left to right on your radio dial to start things off here tonight. Thanks for joining us for the Butler Auto pregame show. Always appreciate the support from Mike Butler and the staff there at Butler Auto Sales. Also, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios tonight. For all you Warriors fans, Walton and Sydney, we'll try to have some updates for you there throughout the night. First and 10 here for DH as Fortunato is in the shotgun. Snaps a little high. He bobbles it. Wants to throw on first down. He's got a receiver off the receiver's hands. Otherwise, he might have been headed to the end zone there. A great look there from Fortunato looking for Zach Russell just off his hands.
I love that play call to open up the game. Just a straight fly pattern there for Russell. They beat the corner over here. They had him just off the end of the fingertips. But I love that play call, the aggressiveness to start this game.
Boy, it looked like it was going to be an overthrow, and then Russell kept hustling, and it fell maybe just inches too far in front of his fingertips. He did get his hands on it, but it just falls incomplete. So a second and 10 here for DH. Now Fortunato is under center, wants to hand off, tries to run up the gut, and BG was right there to wrap him up as Jose Bavar is able to bring down the runner here for DH.
And not to go back to that first play, but you mentioned Fortunato throwing, obviously, you know, with the baseball and everything like that. We saw right there the good arm. I love that ball in the air, perfect spiral just off the end of the fingertips. But I'll be interested to see how many times they do throw with a quarterback like that tonight.
Ronnie Ellis was there on the carry for DH, snuffed out. So a third and 10 here for the Eagles on their first drive. And again, they just missed on a big pass play. And in the backfield once again, is Ronnie Ellis. A little pitch to Ellis on the far side, nowhere to go. That big line was right there for BG, and James McGroyan pumped up after that as he was the first one to get to Ellis.
And we saw this the last time with BG. They get pumped up, and they stay pumped up. It was all four quarters, and we saw them against Afton-Harpersville already tonight. Same thing.
Yeah, BG with a good stand here on defense after that opening pass play didn't work out for DH. Two runs go nowhere, so a fourth down and 12, and it looks like DH will be punting away, and Ethan Beams is back to our right on the 45-yard line waiting to receive for the Bobcats. And waiting for the snap now for DH. Snap is high up over the punter's head. He's going to have to try to hustle back and fall on it. And this is amazing field position here for BG. It's going to be a first and goal to go. The punter on the play, Tyler Persbacher, it just went over his head, and he had to fall on it for safety. Yeah, first and goal coming up here for BG. Again, it was just too tall, went over the head there of Persbacher, and he had really no other choice. Sky, as like two or three BG Bobcats were right there.
No, and those are tough situations right there. I mean, as you said, you want to just fall on it and keep it safe.
And
it's unfortunate because I was watching the pregame, the Deposit Hancock punter, he was booming some punts, getting some very good distance on it. So complete change of field here.
So here's Davey on his first play. He's going to hand it off. They'll run it up the middle, and that's good for a BG touchdown. One play and put six on the board. And let's see who was the runner up the middle there. Going to be Damon Seymour with the touchdown here for BG. Boy, that works out, and what a start here, just about 2 minutes in for Bainbridge.
If you're BG, you couldn't be any happier with the start you got, especially for your homecoming game. And they're all pumped up. The mascot's pumped up tonight. They got the BG mascot out tonight. Great start for them.
So an early 6-0 lead. Looks like they'll be kicking it here with Nolan Hawkins, who we've seen before, has a big right leg. Snap is good, hold is good, plenty of air under this one, up and good. And a 7-0 lead early for BG with 10:17 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back after a 60-second break on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. A 7-0 lead for BG over Deposit Hancock, and bringing it back out after the kickoff across the 35 up to the 38. A nice return here for the Eagles. And that will be Reinerson on the return. So some bad breaks there for DH. They had a nice pass play on that first drive that just fell incomplete, and then the punt goes over the punter's head, or the snap, I should say, goes over the punter's head, and BG had a first and goal, and they slammed it in.
Yeah, Connor Davey, first snap, and as quarterback, turn around, hand it off to a very reliable back that we saw last game in Seymour. And scoring the first play, that's got to be, you know, a little bit of an encouragement there for him.
Yeah, you can't ask for a better start if you are the BG Bobcats. They lead 7-0 with 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And DH with a handoff and nowhere to go. Buried at the bottom of the pile there is Ronnie Ellis. And again, BG comes flying through the line to bring him down. Looked like Tony Ladd was in there for BG. Going to be second down and about 14 here for the DH Eagles. Lost some big pieces, including Wyatt Jacobs from a year ago. Very talented player, now playing for Brockport. And he was kind of the catalyst that made everything go last year for this DH team. And Blake's older brother, Caden, we talked about him for baseball, but he was a good football player as well. Here's a nice run, though, for DH. They're going to pick up a first down out to midfield. And they go right back to the punt returner, this time running on the ground, Caden Reinerson.
Great play call right there by DH. They're in a little bit of a counter. They faked it to the one back, and then they handed it back, going back the opposite direction there. And I really like that play call. Got them some nice yardage there, picked up the first down. I'll be interested to see if they ever go back to the pass, though. We've only seen the one pass, and then they've run it since.
Yeah, DH trying to answer. It would be big if they could answer on this drive. So we come up on 9 minutes to go in the first quarter, and BG's up 7-0 over Deposit Hancock. Scored on the first play of the game, a run up the middle, and the BG defense was right there again, hammering through the line there was Gavin Gifford. What a hit.
Wow.
That was one of the best hits we've seen.
That's up there. He flew through that line right there, put a big hit right on him. That's always tough as a back, too, because as soon as he got that ball, he met Gavin Gifford right there.
Yeah, he was right there, ready to go, and a loss of about four on the play pushes DH back to about their own 47-yard line here. So here's the second down and 14. They're going to throw to the outside. Pass is complete, but nowhere to go. Good coverage by BG. They threw out into the flat for Russell, and a nice tackle there by Bainbridge Guilford as Janita was able to come up and wrap him up.
And I'll tell you, that is an underrated play right there from Janita. When you're in one-on-one coverage out there like that, just you and the guy on offense, and he has a lot of room to make a move, so a great open field tackle there. It sets up a third and long.
So third down and about 14 to go. DH is going left to right. They're near midfield. They're in the whites tonight with the royal blue pants. BG's in the navy blue tops with the gray pants here tonight. So a third and long. Fortunato's under center for DH. We'll see what they decide to do. Going to drop back to pass. Fortunato with the drop, throws over the middle, pass is complete, going to be good for a first down across the 40 to the 35, and a big pass play over the middle, nicely done by Thomas Reese there.
Reese with the catch, brought down by...
That was a great little throw over the middle, and the pressure was coming there on him, Sky, and he stood in the pocket, and Fortunato was able to deliver.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at this DH roster right here. They only got three seniors this year, so...
Very young team. Yeah, very young team here for the Eagles, and a lot of key positions, too, sophomores and juniors, with some freshmen sprinkled in. And here's Fortunato again, wants to throw to the far side. He's got a receiver, but it was just a little bit short there. Looked like he was going for Reese again on that far side. Actually, no, I believe that was Persbacher he was going for, but you can see the arm strength on Fortunato. It's impressive.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, that was an amazing throw right there, a little bit underrated of a throw, actually, because he's drifting, going away from, he's going to the left, so obviously going against his body, off his back foot, and still got that distance with a beautiful tight spiral on that ball. That's impressive from a kid who I believe you said is a sophomore.
Yeah, sophomore, yeah. 7:20 to go, first quarter. BG leading DePaul Hancock 7-0. Fortunato, again, just the sophomore under center, but he's got a lot of big game experience. Slings over the middle, and it was tipped away there by the BG defense and falls incomplete. Damon Seymour got his mitts on that one, so... We're going to have a third down coming up, about third and 10 for DH.
And for this DH team, we've seen a lot of great things. The last game that we saw BG do against Harpersville, where the defensive line gets through. So there's going to be constant pressure, so I'll be interested to see how they respond, especially as a young quarterback, to that pressure.
So DH has got the ball inside BG territory at the 35. They're marching here. They've had some nice pass plays on this drive to keep it going, but this is a key third down. Fortunato runs out of the pocket over to the left wing side to deliver a quick signal. Now he's back under center, wants a man in motion, and he gets it from left to right, so it's two wide receivers on the right. Wants to throw over there, passes incomplete for Russell, maybe just a little behind him, so fourth and 10 coming up for DH. But again, I like Fortunato. He has full control of the offense here, Sky. He went over to the left side, making sure guys are where they need to be. You can tell he's got a good command of it.
And we all know in the game of football, the quarterback position obviously is the most important. Some say it's the most important position in all sports. You touch the ball every play. You need that position. Well, DH has something to build on right now, and I can just tell you right from the beginning here, he is going to be a very, very good quarterback.
7:13 to go, first quarter. BG leading DePaul Hancock by a score of 7-0. The Eagles are on the march here, though. A key fourth down, fourth and 10. Oh, BG jumped, I think, here. Let's see.
Like a false start.
And it's going to be on DH, I think. Yep, that will back them up. And so that makes it even harder here and makes you think, Sky, that DH is going to have to go through the air.
I think they were actually lined up for a punt on that one.
That's a 5-yard penalty.
Yeah, so let's see. I thought maybe they were deep enough here in BG territory that they would go for it. Let's see. I thought they were going to go for it, but let's see now on a 4th and 15. Ball is on the BG 40-yard line. Yeah, Persbacher is in, and he's going to punt it away, and Beams is to our right to return here for the Bobcats. And so DH electing to punt this away, unless we see some trickery here. Snap is low. He's going to have to run. Takes off to the left side, has nowhere to go, and he is ripped down at the 50-yard line there by Tony Ladd. So that is two snaps on punts that have gone awry here for the Eagles.
And that's huge for BG again. You could have been pinned maybe inside your own 10. Now you get it near midfield. Last time it was inside their own 10. This is a huge change of field right here.
Just goes to show special teams so important here, Sky, and in these tight games. I mean, BG's up 7-0. They've only run one play on offense, so it's a big one.
First and 10,
so just about 7 minutes to go in the first quarter, and BG will take over at midfield going right to left. They have a 7-0 lead over visiting Deposit Hancock here tonight. I want to thank all our listeners on WCDOsports.com as well. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Here's a little sweep from the right to the left here for BG. Nolan Hawkins is going to take off down the left side. Good for a first down, I believe, to the 40-yard line. It's going to be very, very close to it here and a nice run. Kind of weaving through the defense. And, you know, Hawkins has been playing QB for most of the year here for BG. Now they're able to use him as a receiver or maybe a running back by putting in the freshman, Connor Davey, under center here tonight. So he didn't get it. Going to be a second and about one to go. BG's in CH territory at the 41-yard line. They'll look to hand it off. No, it's a fake. He's going to want to throw. He's got a receiver open to the far side and just overthrew him. Was looking for Noah Patton, and it was close, but it goes out of bounds on that right wing side.
I'm also a big fan of that play call. You had a second and short. You know you have a reliable back behind you in Seymour to usually pick up those short yard situations. So let's air one out and see if we can get one right there with the young quarterback.
And, you know, the last time we were here, we saw Noah Patton pull down some big, big catches, including one of the best touchdowns we've seen this year. So he's a guy that can go up and get that if you give him a chance. Third and one here for BG. This time they'll look to hand it off up the middle. They do get the first down. And driving forward here for BG is very reliable Damon Seymour. Does it again.
And just like we thought, on second and short, we're going to take a chance deep with the pass. On third and short, we're going to hand it off to Seymour.
So a first down here for the Bobcats. They'll move the chains. Clock coming up on 6 minutes to go in the first quarter, and BG has an early 7-0 lead over Deposit Hancock. And we'll see if we can catch you up on a Walton and Sydney score here in just a couple of minutes. Hand off here to Beams. A little spin move, good for probably about 6 yards, maybe five. Across the 30 to the 29. So BG doing a real good job when they run the ball here of picking up 4, 5, 6 yards on every play.
Second down, Bobcats.
So a second down and five coming up here for BG, moving the ball well here on their first real series of the evening.
Yeah, right now this offense for BG, they are moving and grooving, and I'm interested to see. They're coming out in different formations. Right now they got them in the shotgun. Before it was an I formation. Interested to see what they do.
I'm going to hand one off here. Sweeping from left to right is Nolan Hawkins. Drives his way forward to the far side, has nowhere to go, and now he is brought down. But he picked up probably 5 yards on the play. Does he have enough? Yes. They say move the chains. He got all the way up there. I didn't know if he got it, and then they drove him back. So it was hard to tell, but Hawkins does the job there for BG.
Sometimes in the game of football, that forward progress is a beautiful thing.
So 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. BG leading 7-0 over Deposit Hancock here tonight in Bainbridge. Nate Law and Skyler Thompson with you on CDO. We're glad to have you along. Hand off up the middle. Good running here by BG. Tony Ladd on a first and 10 is able to pick up 8 on that right side, I would say. 7 or 8. And again, the ball just moving forward here for the Bobcats.
And that's another name that we've mentioned, a different one for BG, this possession of moving the ball. Seymour, Ladd, Beams, you got a lot of different weapons, and that's always tough when you're the defense on how to guard all those different weapons.
Second down at about 3 to go. BG inside the red zone here. They're going to go back to Tony Ladd. Bowles his way forward. Should be good for a BG first down. Yeah, it's a first down. So we're going to have first and goal to go as BG is on the 10-yard line now, knocking on the door once again with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. And so a great start here tonight for the Bobcats. Trying to keep an eye on some other games here tonight. As we said, Walton and Sydney is tonight. Some other Friday night games to keep an eye on. Unitico Franklin is hosting Trumansburg in 8-man action. Norwich is hosting Shenango Valley tonight as well, so we'll keep an eye on that. Here's a QB keeper on first down. They're going to reach for the pylon, and that is a QB score. Davy says I can do it, or Davy says he can do it with his arm. He can do it with his legs, too, and a touchdown here for BG.
Great quarterback keep there around the outside. I think it was actually a design pass, but they covered it well, DH did, but Davy saw a lane he could keep it, got right to the pylon. Great score.
And so make it a 13-0 lead now here for Bainbridge-Guilford over to Posa Hancock. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. And Hawkins will be coming out for the extra point duty here for BG, waiting for the snap. And this kick is up, and it is good.
And the kick is good.
So a 14-0 lead for Bainbridge-Guilford over Zapaza Hancock here with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. The little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Another kickoff fielded here by Deposit Hancock, and they'll bring it out to about the 35-yard line. We do have a flag on the play. And BG's pointing like it might be on DH, so we'll see here in a minute. Do have an out-of-town score update. Norwich is ahead of Shenango Valley 14-0 in the first quarter. Same score here, BG on top of DH. What have you seen from BG so far tonight, Scott, that's impressive to you?
Same thing I saw the last time when they played against Afton Harpersville. The line is creating a lot of pressure on the DH offense. And then offensively for BG, I've seen a lot of different weapons doing a lot of different things. I've been very impressed with Davey in the first two possessions. Granted, the first one was a turnaround handoff to Seymour. But this last one, they moved the ball all the way down the field. Great quarterback keep to keep. I've been very impressed so far of the young freshman.
So that penalty is going to negate kind of a pretty nice return there for DH and drive them back inside their own 20. They're going left to right here. Yeah, probably about the 17 or the 18-yard line. So just the little things hurting DH here tonight, a couple of bad snaps and a few penalties. Making that field a little longer. Here's a fumble. Fortunato throws it over the middle. Then he's brought down, but he just got that away. A nice job by Fortunato. I think he knew nobody was there, but he just said, hey, I'll get rid of it, and I'd rather have an incomplete pass. What do you think?
That's a dangerous decision, though, because
yes,
no one's there, intentional grounding. And
it's like he threw it in the best spot possible. Because maybe somebody could be there.
It looked like the officials were talking about that because it didn't look like anyone was in the area, so I didn't know if that's what they were going to, you know, call. But actually, it looks like they moved him back a little bit, so maybe he was down on the fumbled snap.
That could be. Yeah, that's very true. That ball did look like maybe it hit the dirt. So going to be a second down and about 12 to go. As BG has a 14-0 lead here with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. DH trying to establish a running game, but that BG line is saying absolutely not, a brick wall in there for the Bobcats. Nowhere to go. And that's Joe Doyle making the tackle, and he was fired up about it. BG's got some energy tonight. I love it.
He was absolutely fired up.
And so 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Again, Bobcats leading the Eagles here in Bainbridge 14-0. BG on top of DH. It's going to be a third down and long, about a third and 14 here for the Eagles. Again, going left to right. Fortunato is going to roll out of the pocket, and he's being chased, but he's got a receiver, but it was too tall as he overthrew Caden Reinierson there on the near side. So another fourth down coming up, and DH is just struggling to move the chains here.
And I know that that's not the result they wanted, but great play by Fortunato right there. What he did was he rolled out to his right. He drew the defender up away from the receiver, which made the receiver open just a little off target, but you can see the IQ level is there of making the right football plays. Now you just want to take the next step forward and just execute.
Doyle getting some big high fives as he comes over to the BG bench here. Beams is standing on the BG about the 43 waiting to receive this punt. We got a timeout taken here by Deposit Hancock, so we're going to step away. With 3:11 to go in the first quarter, BG leads Deposit Hancock 14-0 on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
DH is able to get a punt off. Beams with the return down to the 35, down to the 25. And we do have a flag here on the punt return. You were saying earlier that the DH punter there, Persbacher, had a good leg. He got a good foot on that one.
Yes, he did, and a good return by Beams there. It looks like it might be coming back. There is a flag down. But, yeah, very, very impressive punter in warm-ups when I was watching him.
So we'll see what the call is here from the officials. Yeah, it's going to back BG up to about the 47-yard line here. And it looks like a block in the back. That flag came right out. So that negates a pretty nice return there from Beams. And so BG still excellent field position here near midfield. They're in DH territory, and they have a 14-0 lead with just under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SSTU. Also, anybody listening over on 92.3 in Norwich, that's our new signal over there in the Norwich area. You get the same CDO programming. Just a little stronger signal in the Norwich area. Handoff here on first down for VG. Up the gut across the 45 to the 42 for Damon Seymour. And again, BG running backs are just so big and bruising, they're tough to bring down.
Yeah, he's like a bull in a china shop, I think is the reference
hey,
to
there we
before.
Go. Yep.
But I got to tell you what, too, not to go off top, but BGDH, I mean, how many two legs?
It's a lot. I just combined them there for BH. That's the first time I've done that, but it's a normal part of my vocabulary, but it wasn't coming out of my mouth there. So, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, AH, DH, BG. I mean, the list goes on, and now we got some of the smaller schools like Edmiston Morris, so you got EM. I mean, it continues to stack up with some of the mergers that we have. A pass incomplete and a third down coming up here as BG tried to once again throw to the outside, and the ball was a little bit behind Noah Patton there.
Yep, it's a second and medium, looks like about second and four, I'd say, probably. I would expect them to probably hand the ball off here to Seymour up the middle. Well, actually, Seymour's not in, so I would expect it to go to Ladd.
Yeah, Ladd's in, and we do have third down here and about four to go. They go to Ladd. He says, no worries, I got the first down. Across the 35 to the 33, and he's hard to mistake tonight. He's got those pink sleeves underneath his jersey, and he's able to disappear into the pile and move the chains here for the Bobcats. So a minute 55 to go, first quarter, 14-0 lead for BG over Deposit Hancock. Glad to have you along on a pretty nice Friday night here. A little chilly maybe, but we've had some pretty good weather for football so far this year. Going to be a handoff here on first down. Beams runs into a blocker but is able to bounce off and pick up about 5 yards here down to the 30-yard line as BG goes right to left.
He's going to give about 5 yards on the play.
Probably means we're going to have bad weather later. And that never fails. You can't escape football season without bad weather.
You can't say that. You know, we talked last year when we started off, we talked about, you know, like the commentator's curse or whatever you call it. And stuff.
Yes.
And you just spoke it into existence. I know it.
Well, I've had enough soccer bad weather this year. I just figure it's coming for me for football. We were in Delhi yesterday covering a playoff tiebreaker soccer game, and it just poured yesterday. Here's a little reverse for BG on second down. They're going to run to the outside. They're going to pick it up as a nice sweep. It looked like it was going right, and then back to the left for Caden Seymour. What'd you see there, Sky?
Yeah, they did a nice little reverse there, a little trickery. They just got the handoff off, though, and picked up a nice first down there, and BG still moving.
Score up on the hill in Sydney, 8-8 between Walton and the Sydney Warriors. So a good game so far tonight in Sydney. So we will definitely keep an eye on that game as Walton with only one loss to Tioga in the division, so they're looking to continue the strong season that they're having. BG tries to run up the middle. Ladd is stopped at the line there. Nice tackle there by Weston Lehman, who came up for the Eagles. And so down to 30 seconds to go here, first quarter. BG leading 14-0. Ball at about the 20-yard line here, and I think BG is going to get one last playoff here in the first quarter. So we wait for the snap. Down to 10 seconds left here. Again, going right to left. Here's the snap. Davey dropping back, throws to the end zone, and it's almost picked off there. Nice job by DH as Persbacher goes up and knocks it down with 5 seconds to go in this first quarter. Clock stops, and so that will bring up a second down, I believe, or maybe third. I lost count here. Do have a flag on the play, though. We are going to have a holding against BG.
Holding against the Bobcats.
So with 5 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and again, BG leading Deposit Hancock by a score of 14-0. Boy, this backs them way up, Sky, to about the 29-yard line.
No, how about the 35?
Excuse me, 39, yeah.
35.
Yes, 35. Boy, oh boy. Sometimes these angles, they get you.
They do.
And they're going to throw again. They try that same play, looking for Patton, and he makes a juggling catch inside the 15 down to the 10. And that's going to be it for the first quarter, but what a catch there by Patton. And that'll be a great job there for BG. Going to be very close to a first down. We'll check it out when we come back. End of the first quarter, BG 14, DH nothing on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store on Main Street in Unadilla.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the second quarter in Bainbridge. It's BG leading Deposit Hancock 14-0. It is 8-8, end of the first quarter up the road in Sydney between Sydney and Walton. And Norwich does have a 21-0 lead over Shenango Valley. Let me see if I can get a quick score update on Unitego. Trumansburg is ahead of Unitego Franklin 27-6. Logan Utter with the TD there for Unitego. So, boy, that eight-man division is tough. A lot of the teams from that western part of Section 4, very, very good.
Yeah, I mean, the western part of the section for all levels, but especially eight-man this year, we've been seeing they've just been really tough to beat.
There was some Thursday night football last night as UV defeated Oxford in a mud bowl over there in Oxford. Actually, wasn't too bad, all things considered. Final score was 22-12. UV defeated Oxford. Oxford is getting better throughout this season. and they're doing a nice job over there. Flips end of the field here, and BG's going to have this ball to start the second quarter. And inside the 15 down to the 10, Hawkins with the run here for BG. And so this is going to be a third down coming up, third and short. No, fourth down, excuse me, fourth and about two to go here for the Bobcats as they lead 14-0, start of the second quarter here. And so they will definitely be going for it here, and you wonder what they'll do. They have a lot of different options. Maybe they'll try to go with one of the bruising backs they have right up the middle.
It's going to happen.
Tony Ladd is in here, as this will be Davey under center. Fourth down at about two to go. QB sneak here for Davey. Tries to hit the line. DH does wrap him up. It's going to be very close here, Sky. What do you think?
That is, like, right on the line.
Yeah, this is right on the line. Did not see the QB sneak coming. He was able to hit the gap, but DH did close it nicely. Did the Eagles hold here? Let's see. Still waiting for the official signal. And
I think they stopped them.
Yeah, I think they stopped them, yeah. So BG on a fourth down, tries a QB keeper. I mean, they're at the 10-yard line, folks. They're deep in the red zone here, and somehow the Eagles were able to hold off. And a good job by that DH line. You got to give them a lot of credit there for not allowing that QB sneak. It didn't fool them. Turnover on downs.
You really do got to give them a lot of credit. That was impressive. To close that gap that quickly is great, especially on such a key play like that.
Yeah, so a huge opportunity here for DH. Yes, they're going to have to drive the length of the field now going right to left as we have 11 minutes to go here in this second quarter. And it looks like DH took this timeout, I believe. And so we'll see if the offense can get going here for the Eagles. They trail 14-0, start of the second quarter here in Bainbridge on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney.
Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneonta continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sidney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Right before we went to break, DH stopping BG on a fourth down as BG was marching. As BG leads 14-0 here early in the second quarter, looked like they were going to move those chains, maybe score again and go ahead by a three-score margin. But instead, it was the Eagles with a big-time stop. And now let's see if the DH offense can get going. Just a couple little miscues have really hurt DH tonight. A couple of bad snaps, you know, just not being able to complete a couple of really nice passes. And, of course, BG was able to score on the basically their first play of the game after that high snap there. So if DH could put some things together here, they could close this gap quickly. But we'll see what happens.
Those points off turnovers right there. You see on the fourth down, the punt early on. Punt goes over, or the snap goes over the punter's head. BG gets the ball about there. I'd say 5 yard
yeah.
line, I would say, or so.
Yep.
And punching it on the first play. And then we see another snap that doesn't. It's, that one was actually low, which as a center, I can tell you right now, the last one was high, so I can't go over. You know, that was just a little too low. Give them good field position again. But as you said, credit to the EH right here for stopping them on about their own 10.
So the Eagles with the ball. And going right to left now. Eagles with the white tops, the white helmets, the royal blue pants. BG is in the navy blue pants, or the navy blue tops, I should say, the navy blue helmets and the gray pants. And so DH trying to get something going on offense here with the sophomore QB, Blake Fortunato. BG leads 14-0, 11 minutes to go, second quarter in Bainbridge tonight. Great crowd on hand here for the homecoming festivities. A snap goes into the backfield, and DH is just going to have to fall on it. Very, very close to the end zone. They're lucky that didn't roll in. And I believe, yes, that was Ryan Nearson chasing that one back. to make sure nothing bad happened there. So another tough break here for DH. And it was hard to see the angle we're at now. They're coming kind of towards us a little bit. Was tough to see exactly what happened. That ball just squirted out of there.
It looked like it was off a little bit to the side of him, maybe a little high, but a little off to the side too. But they're backed up against their own end zone right now.
Yeah, they're backed up in there, and Fortunato is not at QB. I'm not quite sure what happened here. He's going to throw a pass to the outside. This is Reinierson, who is doing the QB duties right now. Looking over on the far side, Fortunato is being looked at by one of the trainers on that far side. Has his helmet off, but his pads are still on. If you lose Fortunato in this game, that's tough. We said in the pregame show tonight that DH was missing a couple of key players due to concussions. We'll hope that Blake Fortunato is okay. In the meantime, this puts the Eagles in a really tough spot. A backup QB, and you're pinned in your own end zone right now, going right to left. So this is going to be third down and long. And Reinierson is in a QB, waiting for the snap. He's going to drop back, has a tough time holding on to it, and he is going to lose the ball, throws it out the back of the end zone here, and that is a tough break here for DH. Wow, 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter, and that is a tough one for DH as they give up the safety there. It's now 16 to nothing. Sky, in that situation, that's tough. You're the backup. You come in, and BG brought the house.
Yeah, and when you're up against your own end zone like that, I mean, it makes it even more difficult. We've talked about the BG defensive line applies very good pressure consistently, and that's exactly what they did there. As you said, they brought the house. We're putting that pressure on you. You hate to pick on the backup quarterback, but we got to go after him.
Yeah.
You know?
16 to nothing lead for BG over DH. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back on CDO.
When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean. For nearly 40 years, Ralphie at RC Sales Service and Towing has been the area's go-to towing guy. Pulling cars out of holes, towing trucks after hitting poles, transporting vehicles after they roll. So if you need a tow, RC Sales Service and Towing is the way to go. Always reliable, always friendly, and always fair. So request the best. RC Sales Service and Towing, Route 7 in Sydney. Best equipment, most experience, and the nicest tow guy on the road. Call 563-9299. Keep that number handy, 563-9299.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 16 to nothing lead here for BG over Deposit Hancock. A safety there on that last play. Bobcats were able to take advantage, and we will have to keep an eye and see if Blake Fortunato will be back in this game or not. He is still being looked at by the training staff. He's on his feet. He's standing over on the track on the far side. Just don't know what he's being evaluated for here. Puts DH in a really, really tough spot. They were already down four other big-time players coming into this game. Just the way football can go, especially when you're low on numbers here, Sky. A couple key injuries, and you're in a real tough spot. So BG is going to kick off a bounce, or excuse me, DH will kick off to BG. Beams will pick it up at midfield. Beams has got some room. He's at the 40, 35, 30. Beams is going to take this one to the house, possibly, to the 10, to the 5, and that is a touchdown for Beams. Do we have a flag on the play?
There's a flag on the play.
Is there a flag out there on that far side?
Yeah, there's one on the far side, like on the end zone line almost, it looks like.
We'll see if there's a flag here or if there's anything, because will this negate a nice run here from Beams with 9:57 to go here in the second quarter?
Inadvertent flag.
So a touchdown there for the Bobcats. And there it is. You had to wait a couple extra seconds, but Beams with about a 60-yard kickoff return for the score. And a nice run back there by Ethan Beams.
And what a sigh of relief for him right now. When you turn around and you see a flag down after a nice return like that, especially one where you get in the end zone, you're like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, but he wanted that one.
But luckily, it must have fallen out of the referee's pocket or something like that, so all good.
So a 22 to nothing score. with 9:57 to go in this second quarter. It's been all BG here, waiting for the snap. And the kick is up and through. And so it's a 23-0 lead for BG with 9:57 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days, and top quality Valspar paint for indoor jobs. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
BG leads DePaul Hancock 23-0 here with 9:57 to go in the second quarter. Damon Seymour with a touchdown. Connor Davey with a touchdown. Ethan Beams just ran back that kick return, 55 yards for a score, and a safety here so far tonight for the Bobcats. And they'll kick this one long. DH will field it at their own 25. They'll look to run forward across the 40. A good return out to the 45 near midfield. Nicely done there by Tommy Reese.
Reese with the return.
And let's see who comes out here for QB for DePaul Hancock, as Blake Fortunato had to sit out of that last series. I do not see Fortunato on the field, so it's going to have to be a backup role, I believe, here for DH the rest of the way. And I don't see Fortunato on the far side. And so this is a tough break here, as Fortunato was having a really nice game here for DH. And now let's see who they're going to bring in at the QB position here. I believe they're going to try to stick with Caden Reinierson. He will be in the shotgun here as DH goes right to left, waiting for the snap. With 9.5 to go in the second quarter, snap is high, and BG is able to come in, and he was able to hand it off just in time to Ronnie Ellis, but it was all Bobcats right there, a loss of about 10 on the play.
I'm impressed. I don't know how he handed that off.
I don't know either. One second he had it, and he was jumping for it, and then the next thing I know, the running back had it. How hard is it when you are not used to being in that QB position to take that snap like that, Scott? That's got to be tough.
Okay, so speaking from experience, one time, and there's a reason it was only one time. on JV in eighth grade, I kind of was in this situation. They did like a wildcat thing.
Sure.
And I'll finish the story after this play.
Handoff up the middle. Good clean handoff, but again, nowhere to go for Ronnie Ellis. As that BG line is big and dominant here tonight. And that was Elliot Briggs coming through to make the tackle for the Bobcats.
Yeah, so anyway, going back to this, so wildcat quarterback with shotgun, because I could not take a snap from under center. They tried that. That was a disaster. And, well, needless to say, I can just fast forward to halftime. My coach, Denny Carr, rest in peace, great guy, one of the best coaches and men I've ever met, wasn't too happy with, and needless to say, I didn't go back in at quarterback. We'll just leave it at that.
Here is Reinierson under center on a third down at about 20 to go. We do have a flag on the play. Reinierson did fumble it and fell on it. It's going to go against DH here. And this is just a tough situation for the Eagles to be in without Fortunato at QB. I'm still glancing over to the sideline there, and I don't see him anywhere. Before, he was standing with one of the trainers who was talking to him, so I don't know if maybe he is, you know, left, gone over to the locker room to get evaluated some more. Hard to say, but we hope that he's okay, because Fortunato is a fantastic athlete and a great baseball player, especially was key in the DH's run to the state championship in Class D last year. Was actually on the mound when they got the final out. It was pretty cool. So here is a third down and a country mile for DH. They're going to try to throw to the far side off the receiver's hands. Russell had a chance, deflected away, and is incomplete. And so DH is going to have to punt with 7.5 to go in this second quarter, and BG leading by a score of 23-0. Score up the road between Sydney and Walton is still 8-8, but I have been told there's been a pretty long injury delay of about 15 minutes. I hope everybody's okay up there, but that has made that game slow down a little bit, and so they are still just starting the second quarter up there in Sydney. And so DH will be punting away here. Persbacher is standing on his own 20-yard line here for DH. Ethan Beams is standing to our left. And we do have a flag on the play. And let's see who this is going to go against, I believe, against DH. So this will back them up another 5 yards, I would say. So our score with 7.5 to go in the second quarter, BG 23 and Deposit Hancock nothing. So this will be a fourth down and very long to go here for the Eagles, and they will get set to punt it away once again with Persbacher. And Beams is standing at the 45-yard line here down in BG territory. Of course, he just returned a kickoff from about this same spot for the last BG score. Good punt. Beams is going to field it at about the 43, and he will kneel it down there, and that's where BG will take over. With 7:15 to go in the second quarter, it is BG 23 and Deposit Hancock nothing. If you're a local soccer fan, of course, you can tune in tomorrow online at my Twitter page, at Nate Lull. We'll be doing a ton of updates from what I call Soccer Saturday. And Oneonta, it's the Delaware League Boys and Girls and the Tri-Valley League Boys and Girls Soccer Championship game starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Be a lot of good soccer. If you're interested in that, you can head up tomorrow morning. Games are at 10, 10:15, 1, and 3 o'clock, so there'll be four games. Going to be some really, really good soccer talent up there tomorrow at the Wright National Soccer Campus.
And it looks like another just very nice weather day for it, too.
Yeah, which is good because if you are a soccer fan, you went up last year, it was a day that just was a torrential downpour. I don't think I've ever seen rain that bad for those soccer games. It was really, really tough, but they did get those games in without any delays. BG handing off up the middle here for Hawkins at the 48-yard line. And so a second down and about 5 to go, right at midfield here for BG with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. A 23-0 lead for BG over Deposit Hancock.
Now, you played soccer, correct?
Correct. At GMU, we did not have football. We only had one fall sport, so it was soccer or bust. We didn't even have cross country back then.
Really?
Yeah. And then dinosaurs roamed the lands and, you know, all those things. So no, we just had soccer back then. So a handoff here to Beams, a sweep from right to left. He's got the first down across the 45 to about the 42. Good run there by Beams. Yeah, which, you know, when I look at a lot of the Tri-Valley and Delaware League schools today, a lot of MAC fans will say this to me too. It's fun because you have all your athletes on one team because there's not those choices. It's not this guy plays football, this guy plays soccer. When you watch South Courtright soccer, I mean, it looks like a football team. A lot of those guys are huge. So it's fun because those small schools put everything they have into soccer a lot of the time.
Now, that would have been a tough choice, though, I feel like, for you, cross-country or soccer.
It could have been. A run up the middle here for Tony Ladd on first down. Good for about 5 across the 40 to about the 36, I would say. I got into running and track in high school. That's where my love for running came from. But I wouldn't say I was, you know, gung-ho to run long distances or anything at that time. I was still learning kind of what running was all about. You know, today I'll go run anywhere, anytime. But I really did love soccer, basketball, all those things back in the day.
Yeah, I don't love running.
Most people don't.
Well, long distance, that is.
Yeah, most people don't. So, but we do. We have some great cross-country runners in our area this year, including one from right here in BG. Ethne Deegan is a fantastic cross-country runner and a good indoor and outdoor track runner as well for the Bobcats. Going to try to rope her into the podcast here one of these days.
Go.
Yeah. Timeout taken by BG on a second down here before we get the play going. With 5.5 to go in the second quarter, it's all BG right now. 23-0 over Deposit Hancock. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a handoff here to Seymour from left to right. He turns the corner to the 30, 25, 20. First down here for BG, tackled out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Nice tackle on the play there by Persbacher. But Caden Seymour, the great-looking sophomore, is able to move the chains. Sometimes I'm hoping that they get him more involved, because when he touches the ball, big things seem to happen there, Sky.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been very impressive in two games we've done. Now, I am curious, though. Oh, we got something happening.
Looks like we do have a whistle here before they set the ball. Officials are going to come in and take a look at it here.
Now, I'm curious, though. If you were to have played football.
Oh, boy.
No. This is serious. I'm curious. Position.
Well, I didn't weigh much back then, much as I don't now. So, being a twig playing football, I know there's a lot of guys who do it, and I'm always very impressed by some of the tall, skinny guys that are out there. I don't know what I would have done. That's a really good question.
I was always curious because, like, for me on a soccer field, goalie. No running. That's probably the best spot for me.
Having never played football, even at the youth level, it's hard to say. I think defense would have appealed to me in some way, shape, or form. But yeah, it's a tough call.
Now, as a soccer guy, I would say, of course, you got to be our extra point kicker, right? I mean,
yeah, I mean,
we always
maybe
look for the soccer guys to kick extra points. I mean, that wouldn't be your only position, but
kicking kicking a football is a lot different, though, so something I never really have tried would have been interesting.
Well, now I know something we got to try right there.
So our little break here, it appears something is wrong with the chains over there. So the officials are working on one set of the chains on the far sideline and making sure that everything is set. I don't know if something got tangled up just long enough for me to talk about my non-existent kicking career. So
A little bit of a lull in the action.
That's right. I will say that they did a fun YouTube video over in Norwich where their athletic coordinator, Rich Turnbull, did try out kicking. And just to see how it would go, a fumble here by BG. I think DH is on the ground, and I think they picked that up. Yeah, fumble by Beams. The Eagles fall on it here. And this is the second time BG has turned it over here in the red zone. The first was a turnover on downs, and now a fumble falls to the grass, and DH is able to fall on it here. But yeah, if you're interested, Norwich, their YouTube channel for sports, they'll go out and do different challenges where a lot of the teachers and administrators will try to do different things. And they did a field goal kicking one. It was a lot of fun to watch, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. There's another new thing for you to add on to your
yes.
long list of things, the Nate Wall Challenge.
Oh, boy. I might leave it to Norwich because they came up with some really fun things and it looked very hard. So, and here is DH going to throw on a first down. They throw a pass complete to the right side for Russell, and he's brought down after a gain of about 2 on the play. But got to say, a nice little pass there for the backup quarterback, Caden Reinierson. Tough because Blake Fortunato, no sign of him. He was evaluated for an injury on that far side. The starting QB for DH is out indefinitely right now.
And it's funny you bring up a nice pass. They've thrown the ball a lot with their backup quarterback.
They have, and we don't know for sure how much experience at the QB position Reinierson has, or if he's just really doing this in an emergency role. We know DH came into the game with a bunch of injuries, and they were just trying to put a Band-Aid on this, so losing your starting QB is not ideal. Flag on the play on a second down at about 5. Pass is incomplete as DH tried to throw it over the middle here. 4:18 to go in the second quarter, and it's Bainbridge-Guilford leading DePaul Hancock 23-0.
Flag looks like it's thrown in the secondary of the defense.
Maybe a pass interference is my guess here. Still waiting for the official signal from the officials. Again, 4:18 to go in the second quarter.
Illegal man downfield.
Ah, going against the Eagles here.
Illegal man downfield.
Wow.
Boy, this has not been their night in terms of the flags, the little miscues, a couple of bad snaps, but certainly tough when you're missing key players.
I think that's the first time we've seen that called this year.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, as they tried to pass one over the middle. So a 2nd and 5 is going to turn back to a 2nd and 10 from the looks.
Those linemen, they try to sneak down there like
they want that moment of glory, right? So, all right, so a 2nd down and 10 coming up here for the Eagles. They're going right to left. They're at their own 15-yard line and waiting for the snap. Ryan Nearson's got a man in motion, wants to throw over that way. It's batted down, and a lineman is able to catch that and is immediately tackled. Got his moment of glory there. That thing went sky high. And then it went to Mark Schloss, one of the linemen, and he was able to grab it out of the air.
That is awesome. I love it. Here we are talking about the play before them wanting their moment of glory. Very next play. You got to love that.
That was a good heads-up play by Schloss, too, because that thing was tipped, and he was Johnny on the spot. Good job by the DH line there. They were able to haul that in. Immediately brought down, though. He had nowhere to go.
He was hoping he had a little bit of room.
Just give me 5 or 10 yards, Coach. That's all I need. 3.5 to go here in the second quarter, and BG leading 23-0 under the lights here on their home turf. And a pass is complete to the outside to Persbacher. It's going to be very close to a first down. I think he got that across the 25 out towards the 30.
He's got it out for Eagles first down.
So we'll see if we can get an out-of-town score update here. Looks like Sydney's very close to maybe punching it in here. That would give them the lead. So we'll try to keep an eye on that. That Sydney and Walton game looking like a pretty good one up the road in Sydney. 23-0 our score. It never fails, Sky, wherever you go. Seems like if you pick one game over another, you just never know how it's going to work out. You need to be in all places at all times to keep everybody happy in our listening area. So a pass is incomplete here for DH.
Flag on the play.
And another flag on the play here with 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Yes, the Bobcats pick up a roughing the passer call here, so this will help out the Eagles. Stay tuned in just a couple of minutes. We'll have our halftime show brought to you by Morabito Energy Products. We can get you some more out-of-town scores there and talk about some more soccer games that are happening and some football games tomorrow as well. Delhi still undefeated, hosting Afton-Harpersville tomorrow. Delhi-Tioga next week, too. That'll be great.
I thought there was two flags thrown on that play, but it looks like only one.
Yeah, so that roughing the passer is going to move DH, give him a first down up to about the 40-yard line here as they are going right to left. They want to throw again. Reinierson out of the pocket. It's tipped and intercepted at midfield by the Bobcats. Here is Hawkins down the right side. Hawkins to the 20. We got a flag. Hawkins still on his feet. He's ripped down at about the 10, and a multitude of flags coming down on the return. Looks like another injured player here for DH as Persbacher is slow to get up, but appears to be okay now. And a nice interception that was tipped, and Hawkins was Johnny on the spot. He was able to grab that with 2:38 to go in the second quarter, and BG leading 23-0. And let's see what the out-of-town score update is. Sydney does take the lead 15-8 with 9 minutes left in the second. And so 23-0 here for BG over DePaul Hancock. So that's Sydney and Walton game. A pretty good one so far. Always good when Sydney and Walton get together. One way or the other, you kind of throw the records out the window.
Coach Matthews is a great coach for Sydney. Coach Hooper, obviously, great coach for Walton. Going against each other, as you said, always. Records don't matter in that game. They always battle it out, and it seems like they're doing that again tonight.
Always a good one there is, you know, Walton with one loss in the division, they certainly have a lot to play for. They can't afford a road loss to the Sydney Warriors. So the ball now at midfield here for DePaul Hancock. about on their own 49-yard line here. Again, 2:38 to go in the second quarter. So, yeah, the interception is brought back, and Beams will get the handoff here. Beams, who fumbled on the last drive, is going to be able to pick up about 25 yards here for BG. So, yeah, Hawkins had that interception. And then the flags on the return brought it back to midfield, and then Beams with a nice run to the left side with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. So that turnover, costly there for DH. And again, our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. Ball on the 25-yard line. Can BG punch in another one here late in the second quarter as we hit 2 minutes to go? BG going left to right, waiting for the snap. They'll look to hand it off, going right back to Beams on the left side. No, a little trickery. Tony Ladd up the middle there, driving the pile forward down to about the 20-yard line here. Second down coming. Everybody a little slow to get off the bottom of the pile here. Clock still moving down to about 90 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and BG still leading 23 to nothing. And we'll see if they can punch one in here or not. So they are at about the 20-yard line. Looks like second down and three to go for BG as they go left to right. Again, BG is in the navy blue tops, the navy blue helmets, the gray pants here tonight. DH is in the white tops with the royal blue trim, royal blue pants on the white helmets here. Second down here for the Bobcats. And here is Connor Davey. Tries to hand one off here to Hawkins, who slips and falls on the right hash. And so he's going to be short, so that's going to be a third down coming up. And BG has had a couple of costly turnovers when they've gotten in the red zone so far here tonight, Sky. So they're really going to try to capitalize here on maybe this last trip of the second quarter with 57 seconds to go. And another penalty coming up here, a hold against the Bobcats. So that'll back them up. It's going to be to about the 25-yard line.
BG does a great job of driving down the field. It just seems like once they get inside that red zone, just one thing happens or something else, it just can't seem to figure it out.
Yeah, they've had a couple of costly turnovers down here, but it's paid off in some other ways tonight. They've done a good job on special teams, got that safety, so things still working out so far tonight for the Bobcats. And this will be Davey tucking and run on a little wheel route to the far side. He's ripped down at about the 15, tossed out of bounds with 50 seconds to go here, second quarter. So that stops the clock and will bring up about a third down and two to go at about the 15-yard line. And so a nice run there by Davey. And, you know, for being that true freshman, he's been very impressive here tonight.
I've been very impressed by him tonight. I was impressed by both quarterbacks. Unfortunately, for DH there, lost theirs in Fortunato. But both quarterbacks tonight looking very impressive to me.
Timeout by DH with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. And BG on top 23 to nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Got to give a quick shout out here to one of my guys who feeds in scores every night, William Schrader. Says he's a Mount Upton guy. Graduated in 84, so that's awesome. I said, go Mounties. BG trying to run one up the middle here. And that's going to be enough for a first down, but the clock is still running here with 40 seconds left, Sky, before the halftime break. Clock still moving down to 30. Davey is under center. And now we got multiple flags coming out here just as he tries to hand that off. I didn't know he was a Mount Upton guy, so always good to meet somebody from the GMU neck of the woods. So, one of the best mascots of all time, Mount Upton Mounties. Gotta love it.
That's good.
That's good, right? A lot of those, you know, when schools merge, you lose some of those mascots. You hate to see it, but sometimes it happens.
Yeah, I mean, that's before my time, and I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of good mascots before teams were able to merge.
You have any other good ones that I don't know
about?
Let's
talk about that at halftime. I'm going to have to think about it. I got a couple on the tip of my tongue here. Davey's going to throw here. He's got Beams on the far side. It's complete. Little stutter step. He's ripped out of bounds with 20 seconds left. Inside the 5 to about the 4-yard line here. Great job by Beams to catch that over his shoulder. And then he had enough awareness to get close enough to the sideline to get out of bounds. Good job with 18 seconds left.
Second and goal.
So a second and goal to go here for BG. As we wait for the snap, BG trying to be smart here with the clock and maybe punch this in before they head to the locker room to warm up here. Little run up the middle, and that's good for a BG touchdown. Tony Ladd scores here for his first touchdown of the night. With 13 seconds to go in the second quarter, Ladd, like you said, Sky, a bull in a china shop there.
I can't take credit for that. That was all you. I've just stolen it.
Damon Seymour with a touchdown here tonight. Connor Davey. We have the safety, Ethan Beams with a TD, and now Tony Ladd here for the Bobcats, and Hawkins will be doing the extra point duty.
I'm not that creative.
Waiting for the snap. It's up. Snap is good. Kick is good, and BG leads by a score of 30-0. Over Deposit Hancock with 13 seconds to go, second quarter. We'll step away for 30 here on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 13 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and BG has a 30-0 lead over Deposit Hancock. Again, Blake Fortunato, the starting QB for DH. We're not exactly sure what happened. There wasn't a certain play or anything that he went out on, but he is not in the game. I don't even see him on the sideline, so we'll hope that he is okay. Maybe we can get an update on that at the halftime break. But 30-0, our score here, and BG will be kicking off, and DH will have one last try here in this second quarter. So Hawkins will be doing the kicking duties. Little squib kick here. Fielded by the Eagles. It was bouncing around for a minute. They are able to fall on it with 10 seconds left. And so the Eagles probably have one last play at it here.
Ball is covered by Harris.
We got to say, coming in at the backup QB position, Caden Reinierson has done a pretty nice job here for the Eagles. You know, we don't know how much experience he has at the QB position, but he's been trying his best, that's for sure, to keep DH afloat here. Almost called him the DG. Jeez. Getting all my letters mixed up here tonight. They're not the Dollar Generals here. So no free ads on CDO. Sorry about that. So 10 seconds to go here. And it looks like DH will just be kneeling this one out. And yes, they'll take the knee.
You gotta think like staying alive. BGs, you know what I mean?
BGs, yeah. That's right. I normally don't have trouble with this, I swear. That'll do it for the first half. Bainbridge-Guilford with a 30-0 lead over Deposit Hancock. And we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. A great first half there for Bainbridge-Guilford. Damon Seymour, as well as Connor Davey, Ethan Beams, and Tony Ladd, all with touchdowns and a safety to throw in the mix for BG as well. Again, 30-0 at the halftime break. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Law. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy different.